Hello, my name is Kate Oosthuizen. I'm a partner at Shepson & Wiley, and this is my colleague.
Shirley Oosthuizen. I'm also a partner at Shepson & Wiley, and we are doing a podcast series relating to the Protection of Personal Information Act.
I think that the Act is quite theoretical at this point. There hasn't been a practical implementation of the Act in South Africa. So if we're going to talk about the first steps towards compliance, what would you say those would be?
I would say it's getting a team together within your operation. So identifying the people that are going to be looking after your information. And it could actually be anyone within the organization. I would say that with information officers, it has to be at a management level. I think that the legislation actually specifies that it has to be at a management level. But you will have to have a compliance team that you put together because it's going to be an ongoing project.
Yeah.
So I would say that the first step would be to identify the team that is going to be dealing with the information and then to start looking at that information regulator website. Unfortunately, there is not a huge amount of guidance there, but there is certain steps that need to be taken. For example, the registration of the information officer. So I mentioned that everybody has to comply with PAPEA by the 1st of July 2021. Now, there has also been talk, though, that there's going to be an extension for compliance. What are your views on that?
Well, I think suffice it to say at this point that there has been no extension, even if they've spoken about it. And so it behooves us to be compliant now instead of waiting to see if we get an extension that doesn't ever arrive.
Yes. Well, in accordance with the legislation, they've said that there can be extensions granted for up to 3 years. But I agree with you. I don't think that we should rely on wishful thinking that we don't have to comply and then everybody turns around and gets fined by the information regulator.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I also think it's important that people understand that PAPEA compliance isn't a tick box exercise with a neat list of requirements that you can fulfill and then say, right, I'm PAPEA compliant. It's an ongoing process, it's an evolving process, and it's a little bit more complicated than it may seem at first glance.
I think it is also important, though, to reassure clients that it is, even though it is a complicated process and even if, though it is long, it is something that can be done. It is something that you shouldn't be completely overwhelmed by. We also are going to be providing a lot of support and a lot of training to our clients, and we are going to be involved in these kind of projects with our clients if that is a service that you would like to get from us.
I think it's important to note too that the information regulator has expressly said that they will not be providing training and they will not provide legal advice.
It's also important to know that information officers have to provide training for the people within their organizations. So the information regulator's office has said they won't be providing training. That means that information officers within different organizations are going to have to provide training themselves or obtain the services of legal experts who will be able to provide the training for them. Because when the information regulators' officers come into the different organizations, they will be asking whether people have been trained in this piece of legislation. And it's not going to be enough for people to say, oh, just the information officer deals with that. Everybody in an organization has to be involved in this kind of a project. It's really important for organizations to start their PAPEA compliance project today. It is going to be a long process, and Shepson & Wiley really wants to be able to help you. So with any queries, comments, requests on how we can assist you, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Our contact details and email will appear at the end of this video.
We really look forward to hearing from you, and keep a lookout for future content relating to this act.